Dead of Winter, Journey 3, The Fever Field. Prologue, The Watcher. Fluting tones interrupted her rest. Groggily at first, she felt its pull. Music danced a seductive tune, its notes prodding her ancient mind to follow. Consciousness returned. For a moment, she believed the music came from the girl. However, the trickle of something yet to be remembered told her that that was not the case. The music no longer intrigued her. Rather, it frustrated and distracted her. She forced it away. Dormant power drew her attention. Her mind had not experienced so much activity in centuries. She had watched as the young woman cleaned a long stick. As the dirt and sediment fell away, she saw that it was no so much more than a mere stick of wood. Something lost had been found, but they didn't understand what it was, the staff. "But did I see that yesterday, or 100 years past?" she murmured. "Time is such a fractured blur." In contemplation, she laid her head against the big blue zircon. Then she snorted with ironic amusement, because she had placed her white head against a stone carved in the shape of a skull. "So, the staff of ancient chieftains has resurfaced," the ancient woman mused. "How will it impact the threads of time?" It was more powerful than these puny Die Matres seemed to realize, whenever they may be from. The society once held the power of magic. How could it have diminished so much? The image of a red star sapphire, the size and shape of a human heart, filled her mind. It should have been the crown of the staff. However, when she watched the young woman clean the Ogam staff, the large gem was missing. Her questing mind sought out the young girl. Soon she felt the particular vibration of the thread that led her consciousness to the girl who resembled Eru. "She is sleeping. Of what might such a child dream?" she pondered, and then subtly wormed into the girl's slumber. An eerily strange redhead flew into the child's dream, yet at the same time she was also there in the room with the girl. The ancient watcher drew back cautiously. The redhead was far from ordinary. "Yes," she whispered, beginning to recall. Disjointed memories popped into her mind, not at her choosing, but randomly. The redhead she remembered. A sad thing her fate was, and indeed she looked no older. Was she even the same woman? Another descendant of past greatness, perhaps? The woman's name eluded her still bewildered mind. "Or maybe it really is the past I witness, although everything indicates this is the future." The confusing thought came again. The watcher's consciousness left the girl and followed the redhead as she rejoined a young man. A strange feeling pushed into her awareness as she looked upon the handsome blonde man. Another name hovered in the recesses of her mind. It felt like pulling a heavy bucket from a deep well. Slowly, painfully, she dredged up the name. "Halar? Ah!" Abruptly, she remembered Halar, and wondered how she could have failed to recall him, even for a moment. Halar was hard to forget, and for all the worst reasons. Cautiously, she probed. Yet despite the resemblance, she detected nothing of Halar in the young man's aura. His eyes were blue, but they had not the fierceness of Halar's gaze. Another name crept from the darkness of lost memory. Haldis? Both the young man and Haldis had a connection to Halar. But who was Haldis? A girl? No, a woman. Oh, but wait. Haldis was she. With a dry chuckle, she remembered her own name, Haldis, although she could not say how she was connected with either man. Identifying herself felt like a bold move forward. She was both excited and frightened. Even so, the effort exhausted her frail existence. She faded back into her rest. And the Watcher.